Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erevin Daf Yud Aleph, on Daf Yud Aleph base, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Im Yesh Lo Tzuras HaPesach, so we're getting back to our Mishnah, which told us, generally speaking, the entryway to a Mavi must be 10 Amos wide or less, because if it's beyond 10 Amos, it loses its Pesach status, is regarded like a pirza. And as a result, one cannot carry in this mavi, which has been breached, Tishus HaRabim. But, the Mishnah told us that there is a Tzuras HaPesach there, which is a physical configuration of a doorway, a post on either side, with a post on top, that enables even a large entranceway, even if it's wider than 10 Amos, because this is considered a doorway, it's an entity on its own, and is regarded like a mechitza, creates that partition, and encloses the area within it. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, Im Yesh Lo Tzuras HaPesach, if the entryway to the Mavi features a Tzuras HaPesach, that acts like a mechitza, and therefore, af al pi, sherachav me'eser, even if the doorway is wider than 10 amos, ein tzoruch lemait, he does not need to narrow the doorway. Says the Gemara, Ashichon Tzuras HaPesach, the Mahani Barachvei, so we find that Tzuras HaPesach is effective when it comes to a wide doorway. Ve'amaltra, the Mahani Begavei. Likewise, we find that Amaltra, which are these designs, artistic creations, which are attached to the Koira, they are effective. So even if the Koira is up high, it's beyond 20 Amos, and generally that's beyond the ordinary person's field of vision, but if they have designs, if the Koira has these things which attract attention, it makes it visible. And one can use a Koira in this manner, even if it's beyond 20 Amos. So a Maltra, which we discussed in Av Gimel, the Mahanya Begava, it is effective. It works with regards to the height of the Mavi. They are Mashir, they enable the Koira, which is way up, beyond 20, to be used. Let's take a look at Rashi in the bottom line. The Mahani Barachah, so this is the Tzuras HaPesach, which is effective when it comes to the width of the Mavi, Lahakshir Rachav Meser, to enable a doorway which is wider than 10 Amis. Vamalcha, the Mahani Begoyva, Lahakshir, to allow the Koira, which is Gavoyim Esrim, beyond 20 Amis. So this is a given. Tzuras HaPesach works for width, Amaltra for height. What about the reverse? Says the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. If Chamai, what about the reverse? For instance, if you have the Koira, which is beyond 20 Amos, but you have a Tzuras HaPesach configured there, is it effective? Or when you speak about a wide doorway beyond 10 Amos, but there is Amaltra, we have designs on those side posts which make it attractive, call attention to them, is that enable the use of this wide entry point? Perhaps it serves to bring those walls together, to bring them closer, to make them more visible, like they're working with each other. So despite the fact that if they're too wide apart, but if there are some of these designs there that attract attention, perhaps that can work as well. That's the Gemara Shaila. There's Amalcha work for width, and there's a Pesach for height. Toshma, the Sani, as we learned, Mavi Shugavoy Mesrim Amma. So if the Mavi is beyond 20 Amos, the Koira is beyond the Esrim, you must bring it down. And if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, then it's okay. So apparently, Tzuras HaPesach is effective when something is beyond the standard height. Because the point of Tzuras HaPesach is that it closes up the area. It's considered like a mechitza, like a wall. So that works, regardless of the fact that the Koira is beyond 20 Amos. So we have a conclusion on that. What about Amaltra Barachvei Mai? Regarding the second question, does Amaltra work regarding a wide entry point? So if we have a Pesach which is beyond, which is wider than 10 Amos, and we have the designs on those posts, is it effective? Does it serve as though to bring closer those sides of the entry point? Tashma the Sani, as we learned in the Brisa, Mavi Shugavoy Mesrim Amo. So the Mavi, which is higher than 20, you must bring down the Koira. V'rachav Me'eser, if it is wider than 10 Amos, he must lessen the width of the entry point. V'yimesh Tzuras HaPesach, in a Tzuruch L'mayit, it does not need to be a Mayit the size of the entry point. because as we just said, the Surah HaPesach serves and is effective regardless of the size of the entry point. If it's wider than 10, it's okay. If it's beyond 20, it's okay. So it serves even in a wide Pesach or a very tall Pesach. And the Brisa concludes, V'imesh lai amaltra in the Surah HaMayit. Likewise, if there is an amaltra present at the entry point of the Mavi, it does not need to lessen the size of that Mavi, of the entry point of the Mavi. My lava sefer. Should we not assume that this halacha is in reference to the second part of the Brisa, which is discussing the very wide entranceway? So apparently the amaltra is effective there as well. It's referring to the first halacha in the Brisa, which was describing the kair, which was beyond 20. And there indeed, the amaltra is effective because it serves to attract attention to the kair, which is way up in the air, and therefore it's effective. But when it comes to an entry point which is beyond, which is wider than 10 amos, those walls on either side are too far apart to serve with each other. This area is a pirtza. So despite the fact that it's attractive, attracts attention due to the designs which are present on those side walls, it doesn't do much. It doesn't bring them any closer. This area is a gap. It's a pirtza. Designs are not effective. It only works when you have the kera up in the air. The problem there is that it's perhaps not visible. It's beyond your vision. But if there's something to attract special attention, then that enables it. And that is effective. So we have no conclusion regarding the amaltra being applied to a very wide opening. But in summary, when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach, certainly that is effective whether it's for height or for width, because Tzuras HaPesach serves like a mechitza. Continues the Gemara. So this was the version that we have based on our Mishnah. Masni le Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda taught, he was the Rebbe here, the Chia Barav. He taught Chia, the son of Rav, come to Rav in the presence of Rav, Eino Yitzarech Lamayit. He told him this halacha, that if the entry to the Mavi is wider than 10 amis, and there is a Tzuras HaPesach there, that serves like a machitza. It's as though it's built up. There's no need to narrow the area. Amalei, so when Rav heard this, he disagreed. He said, why don't you teach him the correct version? Esnai, you should teach him Tzuras HaMayit. Now he does need to lessen the width of that entryway, because Rav holds that whenever there's a pirtza, it's just a Pesach, it's not effective to close off a breach. So this entry point, which is wider than 10 amis, is a pirtza. It's just a Pesach, cannot be applied in this case. He disagrees with this halach. Amar Rav Yosef, medivri Rabbeinu Nilmat. From the words of Rabbeinu, meaning Rav, we can learn as follows. Just as he does not allow applying a Tzuras HaPesach to the pirtza which is present when we have a very wide entryway, so we want to apply that concept elsewhere. That we cannot apply a Tzuras HaPesach to another type of pirtza as well. What is the case? Chotzer sheruba psachim v'chaleinus. We have a courtyard which is surrounded by walls, which features mostly psachim entryways and windows, meaning that it's mostly breached. So the sum total of the enclosure here features mostly gaps. It's parutz meruba loimet. So Rav Yosef says, apparently, according to Rebbe, a Tzuras HaPesach will not be effective to close up this area. Eino niteret b'Tzuras HaPesach. He cannot go ahead and affix Tzuras HaPesachs throughout these walls, these breached walls, because since this enclosure is not properly enclosed, it's mostly exposed, it's parutz meruba, it's a pirtza, Rebbe holds that a Tzuras HaPesach is not affected by a pirtza. As he explains, my time and why. Since we find that an entryway to a mavi, which is wider than 10 amos, and is a pirtza, so that's one example. Uparutz meruba lo'imed oiser b'chatzer. So just as we find, since we find that the entry point, which is more than Eser, which is Oyser B'mavi, and we find that an area which is mostly exposed, Poretz Meruba Lo'imed, is Oyser B'chatzar. It makes the Chatzar Aser B'Totel, since the sum total of the enclosure is more gaps, more openings, more breaching than built, parts Merubah Lo'imed, is Oisa by Chatzar. So we're going to compare these two versions of Pirtza to each other. Ma Yoisa Me'eser Oisa B'Mavi, just as we find regarding the Pirtza, due to the fact that the entrance to the Mavi is wider than 10 Amis, and it is Oisa the Mavi, Eina Nita B'Surasa Pesach, one cannot enable it, cannot permit it through using a Tzuras HaPesach, which is ineffective by a Pirtza, according to Rav. The same thing regarding this Chatzar, which is mostly exposed. Ah, Paretz, Merubah Lo'imed, Oisa B'Chatzar. Likewise, the concept of Paretz, which is Merubah Lo'imed. So when we have the sum total of the walls, which are mostly breached, it's called Paretz Merubah Lo'imed. This is Oisa B'Chatzar, it's considered to be mostly exposed and not enclosed. So since it has a Paretz, Eina Nita B'Tzuras HaPesach, can now come Mutter, through applying a Tzuras HaPesach to enclose this area, through applying these physical configurations of doorways to close up those gaps. Because according to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach is ineffective by a Pirtza. According to Rav, we don't consider Tzuras HaPesach like a machitza. So it does not rectify a Pirtza. Let's see Rashi inside the top line in the Amid. So Rav responded, Esnai Tzarech Lamayit, teach him the correct version, that one needs to be memayit, the width of the doorway, affiliation Tzuras HaPesach, and the Gemara continues, that Rav Yosef says, "Medivrei Rabbeinu, from the words of Rav, the Amar Tzuras HaPesach leMahanya, that it's not affected by this Pirtza. If so, the courtyard, which is surrounded mostly by gaps, Sheruva Psachem ba'arba dafnisa, on the four walls, Einan Niteres b'Tzuras HaPesach. And the Chiddush here is, even if those holes are narrower, are 10 amis, not they're not larger than 10 amis. Afilu Psachem k'tanim me'eser, it won't work. Why? Because the sum total is mostly exposure. It's Paretz Merubah. Ki eichid le mahani Tzuras HaPesach, just as Tzuras HaPesach is not effective, le shavya yoyse me'ese pischa, it's not effective. It doesn't help to turn into an area which is a gap which is more than 10 amis, which is a Pirtza, it doesn't help to turn it into a Pesach. Likewise, it won't work by our case as well, le mahani nami. It can't prove effective to a case where there's mostly gaps, even if those gaps are small size psachim, because the sum total of this enclosure is mostly exposure. It's paretz merubah, has been of a breached area. So Tzuras HaPesach can't substitute for mechitza, can't create enclosure. That's Rav Yosef's chiddush. Just as according to Rav, Tzuras HaPesach can't be applied to a wide entryway, wider than 10 amis, because it's a pirtza, the same thing will happen when an area is enclosed, encircled by walls which are mostly gaps, which creates a pirtza. And Tzuras HaPesach cannot be applied. Continues the Gemara, perhaps there's room to differentiate between one deficiency, a Pesach which is wider than 10 amis, which in itself is too big to be a Pesach. So perhaps we can differentiate between there, where Tzuras HaPesach will not be effective, in contrast to a case where a place is enclosed by walls, which are proper walls. There's no one gap there which is wider than 10 amis. So despite the fact that the sum total of the enclosure equals mostly exposure, Paretz Merubah, perhaps it's different, because each individual opening, each individual entranceway is not wider than 10 amis. So perhaps it's not as terrible as a wide open entranceway. Let's see inside. It says the Gemara, Mal Yosef Me'eser, Ha'eser B'Mavi. Perhaps the Pirtza, which is greater than 10 amis, which is Eser by the Mavi, perhaps that's inferior. That's worse. Shekein lo yitar tabui, itzel pasir beris rameya. As we see that we don't allow by pasir beris, these are the posts which are constructed around the well, as we learned yesterday, to allow drawing from the well, which is Rishis HaYachid, to allow drawing from the water into Rishis HaRabim, to accommodate the animals of the Oile Regel. So Chacham allowed them to construct Pasi Berois, these posts, these twin posts on all four sides of the Be'er. So the Be'er is in the middle, and on all four sides you have these posts. So they're very incomplete mechitzes, and really encircling by being placed on all four corners, but there's large gaps in between them, and the sum total of the area within them is definitely not mostly enclosed, it's mostly exposed. And it's still mutter. But when it comes to the space between those posts, according to a mayor, that space is considered a Pesach and it cannot be wider than 10 amos. It's meant to allow the cows to go in and out, and the maximum width is 10 amos. Says the Gemara, we find that by Pasuk Yoreh, despite the fact that we're very lenient, we allow the use of this improperly enclosed area, a place which is mostly exposed, it's parts merubah, but when it comes to the size of the individual, each individual gap, we don't allow it to be greater than 10 amos. So we see that a gap which is greater than 10 amos, this type of pirtza, is very serious, very grave. How can you compare the breach of Yosef Me'eser, which is Yosef by Mavi, which seems to be a very serious type of pirtza, we don't allow it to be applied to Pasi Beroes Rav Meir, so the maximum we can allow by the Pasi Beroes is an entranceway which is 10 or less. But a pirtzo, an entranceway which is larger than 10, is aser there. How could you compare this to the concept of peretz meruba? So walls which are a sum total, more gap, more unbuilt than built, which is oiseh b'chatzer, but that seems to be less severe. Why? All agree that by those pasi berois, one can make use, can carry in this enclosed area despite the fact that it's mostly exposed. So apparently, the pirtza, the individual pirtza which is more than Eser, is more severe, is more grave, carries more weight than the concept of parut meruba lo'aymed, the sum total built portion of the walls which are less than the sum total of the gaps. Those are considered to be proper walls. So although there are many gaps there, but since there isn't any one space there which is larger than 10, it's not as terrible as having one space, one entranceway which is larger than 10, which is a true bona fide pirtza. So perhaps you can't compare the two things, the Gemara asks Rabbi Yosef. Perhaps, even though the Tzuras HaPesach won't be affected by a large entranceway, according to Rav, because it's a large pirtza. However, when it comes to the concept of a poretz meruba, if you have a chatzah which is enclosed, encircled by walls, but there are many gaps and holes and doorways and windows, in which case it's mostly breached, perhaps that's not so terrible. A Tzuras HaPesach can attach itself to the walls, to complete the walls, and as a result, we will consider this area to be fully enclosed. So we leave it inconclusive. Says the Gemara, perhaps we can bring a right to Rav Yosef that just as the Tzuras HaPesach cannot be applied to a wide entranceway, it cannot be applied to an area which isn't properly enclosed, an area which is peretz meruba lo'aymed. The Braisa says, Tfono is halo, these walls which are surrounding, for instance, a chatzer, sheruba and psacha machalonis, that are mostly comprised of entryways and windows, all full of gaps. Mutar, so it's mutar to carry within. Well, vad provided she'oimed murel parts, that they should be mostly standing, then unbuilt. Says, well, how are these two statements compatible with each other? You begin by speaking about an area which is mostly exposed, and you say it needs to be mostly built. Sheruba sakadayda, can you say that it's mostly exposed? Ella ema shiriba behen psachim chalenis. It doesn't mean ruba, that most of the walls feature openings and gaps. It means shiriba behen psachim chalenis. He made many, numerous openings and windows. Ubilvan shehe oimed b'ral parts, provided that it's mostly standing, mostly built, then unbuilt. So you see from here that the Gemara is assuming that these psachim, which are featured in these walls, which are have many breaches, these psachim have Tzuras HaPesachs. They have these physical configurations of a doorway. Nevertheless, the Braisa explicitly tells us that it can't be mostly gapped. It can be mostly parts. So we see that a Tzuras HaPesach is ineffective when the enclosure is mostly exposed, due to the fact that it's a pirtza. This seems to be a writer of Yosef. Says, well, no, we're not speaking about Tzuras HaPesachs here. Rav Kahana ki Tanya hi. But Pesach Shamay, that Bryce is relating to Psachim, which are Shimay, these destroyed entrance ways, meaning there are no Tzuris HaPesach present there. But certainly if there's a Tzuris HaPesach, it can go ahead and enclose even a Pritz. My Pesach Shimay, what exactly is this? We have two approaches. Pligiba, Rav Chumi, Rav Yosef. Machlek between Rav Chumi and Rav Yosef. Chadamar once said, Delays lo Shikfi. They don't have proper side posts. And that's why they're not considered like a Tzuris HaPesach. They don't feature a post on top, and therefore they're not considered Tzuris HaPesach, and that's why they're ineffective. Let's take a look at Rashi, which is right in the middle of the Amid, beginning with the words Pischei Shamoi. Have it? Pischei Shamoi. Says Rashi, Psachin Sheimemen, desolate doorways. Lishna Achrin Psachim Mukulkom, destroyed broken ones. Shemachasarim Tikkun. They're lacking proper design. Kigmoy Zokin Ashmoy, which means Chosem Etoira, he's lacking Torah. Shikvi, so one approach is that they don't have Shikvi. Mezuzos, meaning the side posts, Shenechelsov, name, Kanamakan, the stones on either side were dislodged, Evan Yotzes, Evan Echneses, one's protruding, one's going in. Vein Tzuris HaPesach is not a proper Tzuris HaPesach, it's not really a convenient or safe entry point. So this doesn't have a lach of Tzuris HaPesach. That's one approach. The other one said there has no tikra, meaning nothing on top of the doorway. Shein klum binyan lamalam and a pesach, there's nothing built on top. Like the picture in Rashi, that the wall is very smooth going up to the top. There's nothing blocking, there's no post on top. And that doesn't conform to Tzuris HaPesach. Why? Tzuris HaPesach she'amru. What is the halachic Tzuris HaPesach that was said? It needs to conform to a certain design. Konamekan, vekonamekan. You need a pole on each side, vekonal gabeim, and a kana stick on top, resting on top of them. So that's why in this case, these things are not effective because it's not a Tzuris HaPesach. And therefore, the Bryce insists that the enclosure, the walls surrounding the area need to be mostly built. It needs to be oimed merubah to be considered a proper enclosure. But certainly if there was a Tzuris HaPesach there, perhaps, that can work in place of the gap. Continues the Gemara. V'af Rabbi Yochanan savar lo l'hadar Rav. We seem to have a right that even Rabbi Yochanan as well will hold, like Rav Shita, that if there is a Pesach greater than 10 Amos, which is a Pirtza, a Tzuris HaPesach will not be effective. The Omar Ravin Barav Ada Omar Vitzak. There was an incident with this certain person, mi bikas base char vason, from this place, shenots dalut kundesin, he planted, he stuck four poles, ba'ara pinis asada, on the four corners of his field, umotzach zmur alem, and he stretched a branch, a vine branch, on top of these poles, so he stretched a, umotzach zmur, he stretched a branch aleim on top, meaning from one pole to the other. So he created a Tzuris HaPesach. Ubo mas of nechachamim, and this incident came before the chachamim to rule on this type of Tzuris HaPesach. Is it effective? V'tir leilin kelaim, and they allowed him to employ this Tzuris HaPesach with regard to kelaim, meaning that he can plant vines inside the confines of this Tzuris HaPesach and plant another species right outside it. So although one may not mix two minim together, but Rashi is going to bring a Mishnah that if there's a fence in between the two minim, that's okay, despite the fact that they're very close to each other. The point of kalayim is that the two types of plants shouldn't appear confused and mixed with each other. So as long as they appear separate, that addresses the kalayim concern. So this fellow who had the poles with the vine running on top of them, which is considered Tzuris HaPesach, that is regarded like a mechitza, like a fence, allowing planting vines within and other plants right outside. V'amar Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish added, K'derech she'tir lo'ilin k'laim, just as they allowed him to employ the Tzuris HaPesach when it came to k'laim, it's considered to be a proper separation. Kach he'tir lo'ilin in Shabbos, likewise, they allowed him to apply this Tzuris HaPesach to Shabbos, to allow carrying within the confines of this Tzuris HaPesach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, l'kalayim he'tir lo'ilin. They only allowed him to employ for kalayim. where this type of Tzuras HaPesach is sufficient. However, when it comes to Shabbos, the carrying within the confines of this Tzuras HaPesach, they did not permit him. Let's analyze. But my asking, what type of Tzuras HaPesach are we speaking about? Ilema min hatzad. Are we speaking that the top post, or in this case the vine, which was stretching from pole to pole, instead of being placed properly on top of those poles, which Rashi describes for us earlier, just described for us a minute ago, that the Tzuras HaPesach is meant to have a cana on each side and a cana on top, resting on top, that's a properly configured Tzuras HaPesach. So instead of doing that, he applied the top post on the side of the side posts. So instead of placing the post on top to have it rest on top of the side post, in which case the whole configuration here joins and bonds and acts in unison, is considered to be one entity. They're all supporting each other, the side and the top, all considered to be one entity. So instead of doing that, which is the proper halacha mishnah of Tzuras HaPesach, he applied the top post to the side of the side post. He stretched it like that, he had a side post, and he attached it to the side, and ran it from one post to the other. So this is not a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Ilei min hatzad, is that what he did? That's worthless. V'amar Rav Chizkiya, Tzuras HaPesach she'asa min hatzad. If one built a Tzuras HaPesach in this manner, lo ya'asa v'lo klum, it's useless. Ela al gavan, apparently he did it properly. He fixed the vine on top, rested on top of the pole, which is a proper Tzuras HaPesach. So let's analyze. We have a machlekes. Rosh Lakish says it's good for Kalayim and Shabbos. And Rechman says only good for Kalayim, not for Shabbos. Why is it not good for Shabbos? It's a proper Tzuras HaPesach. So let's take a look. How wide was the Tzuras HaPesach? Was it merely 10 amos wide? And what's the problem? It was merely 10 amos wide. Why would Rabbi Yechon say in this case it can't be used for Shabbos? It's a proper Tzuras HaPesach. You have two poles, you have one on top, properly supporting each other. It's one entity of Tzuras HaPesach. It's like a machitza. It's 10 amos or less. What's the problem? Apparently we're speaking about a wide area. The Tzuras HaPesach was wider than 10 amos. And that's the reason why Rav Yochanan says you can't apply it to Shabbos, because he holds like Rav. Yes, a master, that's a pirtza. A Tzuras HaPesach cannot adapt a pirtza. It can rectify a breach. So apparently Rav Yochanan holds like Rav. Says Malai, no. Lo'oilam be'eser. Certainly we're speaking about Eser Amis, no more. Umin atzad, however, it was placed min atzad, which is not a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Ubid Rav Chizkiya kamiflagi. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is this very halacha of Rav Chizkiya, whether or not a Tzuras HaPesach can be built min atzad. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, four lines from the bottom. Ubid Rav Chizkiya pligi. Rish Lakish less than Rav Chizkiya. He doesn't hold like Rav Chizkiya. He holds that even min atzad is considered to be a proper Tzuras HaPesach, as in fact even for Shabbos considered a machitza. Rabbi Yochanan is like Rav Chizkiya. He holds like Rav Chizkiya. However, because Savar he holds ki ha'amar Rav Chizkiya l'Shabbos. Rav Chizkiya is strictly referring to Shabbos, which requires a proper bechitza, proper Tzuras HaPesach. Aval kalayim, however, when it comes to kalayim, afilu min atzad av Tzuras Pesach. Even if it's min atzad, it's not a properly built Tzuras HaPesach. It has a din of Tzuras HaPesach. The Shabbos chamer mikalayim. The Shabbos is more stringent, has more requirements than kalayim. Shabbos requires a mechitza, needs to be properly enclosed. And only a properly built Tzuras HaPesach, where the top post is leaning on the side posts, they're supporting each other, considered to be one single entity, which creates that doorway, creates that enclosure, creates that separating factor, it's considered like a mechitza, then it works. But when it comes to kelayim, you don't need that much, as long as it appears like a separate area. Even if it's a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, which appears like an entranceway, like a doorway, that's enough. As Rashi brought earlier, the Mishnah in Kalayim, which says that if there's a fence in between the two species, that's okay, as long as it appears separate. The point is that it shouldn't appear mixed up in one planting area. Continues the Gemara. We seem to have a contradiction between our Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan elsewhere. V'rami der shlokesh der shlokesh. We seem to have a stira between a shlokesh over here, which contradicts the Rish Lakish stated elsewhere. The Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum Yehuda Bar Chanina. Muteres l'nikolayim. Peya is the braided vine branch. So it's the same as we discussed. We have the poles with the vine branch stretching from one pole to the other, creating a tzuras ha-pesach. Rosh Lakish tells us in the name of his Rebbe that this type of thing is muteres l'nikolayim avaloy l'shabbos. It can be applied for kolayim to separate the two species, but it cannot be applied for Shabbos to allow carrying within it. So this is in contrast with Rosh Lakish number one, who told us that can be applied for Shabbos as well as kolayim. That's one kash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ki mechitzas l'Shabbos deloy. Just as that, as this is not a mechitza for Shabbos, you can't allow carrying within the Suras HaPesach. Kach mechitzas l'kolayim deloy. Likewise, when it comes to kolayim, these are not considered mechitzas. This is in contrast with Rabbi Yochanan number one, who said they can be applied for kolayim. So you seem to have a two-way steer. Says the Rabbi Shlaim ad-Rish Lakish like Kasha. Perhaps we can say that we can answer the two halachas of Rish Lakish. It's not difficult. Ha-Didei ad-Rabbi. The early Rish Lakish was his own Shita, Didei, who said we can apply the Suras HaPesach to Kalayim and to Shabbos. Ha-Rabbi. Rish Lakish number two was merely quoting his Rabbi, who holds that it's not an effective Suras HaPesach. So we address that contradiction. It's not a steer to begin with. Elo the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kashim. But the two Rabbi Yochanans seem to contradict each other. Earlier he said that it works for Kalayim, and now he says it doesn't. Says the Gemara, I Amos B'Shleim. Now, it's all good and well if you say as follows. If you propose that Hosam Al Gabam, Rabbi Yochanan number one, was describing a properly built Suras HaPesach, where the vine was on top of the poles, which has a din of Suras HaPesach. However, it was wider than 10 amos. In which case, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that the Suras HaPesach is ineffective by a pirtza which is greater than 10 amos. So that explains why Rabbi Yochanan told us that it cannot be effective for Shabbos. But it can work for Kalayim, which doesn't require a proper mechitza, a proper Suras HaPesach. And this is enough to create impression of separateness, to separate the two planting areas. So that explains matters. Why it works for Kalayim, not for Shabbos. So that addresses Rabbi Yochanan number one. Hacha, Minatzad. The second Rabbi Yochanan is describing a Suras HaPesach, which was not built properly. It was Minatzad. The vine was alongside the pole, in which case it does not have a din of a Suras HaPesach whatsoever, and cannot be applied even for Kalayim. Shaper. So this will work well. This will answer the apparent theorem. Eloi Amis. But if you propose, the Rav Yochanan does not hold like Rav. He holds that even when it's wider than 10 amos, the Suras HaPesach can close that area. If so, why did Rav Yochanan tell us earlier that the Suras HaPesach is not effective for Shabbos? Apparently, it was like you told me, that because it was Minatzad, it wasn't a proper Suras HaPesach. So, if Rav Yochanan number one was describing a Pesach Minatzad, and Rav Yochanan number two apparently he's also describing that type of Suras HaPesach. That's why it's in effect. So if they're both speaking about improperly built Suras HaPesachs, so why that discrepancy between Rabbi Yochanan number one, who tells us that it works for Kalayim, in contrast to here, where he says it does work for Kalayim? Eli Amris, Idi Ben Atzad. But if you say that both halachas of Rabbi Yochanan was describing a Suras HaPesach Min Atzad, not a proper Suras HaPesach, and that's why the earlier Rabbi Yochanan tells us it doesn't work for Shabbos, but it works for Kalayim. How is that compatible with the second Rabbi Yochanan, who says it doesn't even work for Kalayim? Michael and Mema, what can we say? Says in Wala Oilam, truthfully, Idividi Menatzad. Both Rabbi Yochanan's are describing Suras HaPesach, which was Menatzad, which is ineffective for Shabbos because it's not considered like a mechitza, because it's not properly built. The only thing it can work for is Kalayim, which doesn't need a proper enclosure. Merely a separateness is sufficient. Idivin and Atzad both are speaking about Suras HaPesach, which was built on the side, not a proper Suras HaPesach. So the pole on top was affixed to the side of the post. So why the discrepancy between Rabbi Yochanan number one, who tells us that it can be applied to Kalayim, in contrast to Rabbi Yochanan number two, who says it can't? Hasam be'eser, hocha be'esim eser. The earlier Rabbi Yochanan was describing a Suras HaPesach, which was merely 10 amos or less. as opposed to the second Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about a large Shuzah Pesach, which was wider than 10 amos, in which case, it's not effective even for Kalayim. Meaning that even though we're speaking about Kalayim, it doesn't really need a proper halachic Shuzah Pesach. Merely an appearance of separation is enough. That's why even a Shuzah Pesach Minatzad works. However, there is a difference between a Shuzah Pesach which is Eser amos, which is still within the dimensions of a proper doorway. So you notice the sides, it looks like you're entering a new area. It gives that appearance of separation, as opposed to a very wide Shuzah Pesach, more than 10 amos. Those side posts are positioned too far away from each other. It gives that appearance of cohesion, as though it's an entranceway, and therefore it doesn't even work for Kalayim. So this is a chiddush in the Gemara, that Kalayim, if it's Yaseh Me'eser, cannot use the Shuzah Pesach. The Gemara is going to challenge this. Munot Temra. How do you know this concept? The Shanilon that will make a difference for us, Bein Eser, L'Yoysim Eser, between 10 and more than 10, when it comes to Kalayim, which really needs just separation, doesn't really need Machitza. How do you know to make that distinction? So the Gemara will prove it to you. The Amalei Rav Yochanan Shlakish. Rav Yochanan turned to Rav Shlakish and he said, Loikach Haya Maisa. Was this not the narration of the following incident? Sheha Lach Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehoshua went to Rabbi Yehoshua to learn Torah. Ava b'shabaki b'echas kalayim. So even though Rabbi Yehoshua was well versed in the halachas of kalayim, nevertheless he didn't hesitate to approach Rabbi Yehoshua to ask him a shiloh of echas kalayim, to seize that opportunity. Umatzoi, and he counted, he found him sheyoshe ben elonis. Rabbi Yehoshua was sitting between the trees. Umasach zmeira b'ilnilan. Rabbi Shlakish stretched, he was matach zmeira, stretched a vine from one tree to the other to demonstrate a situation and ask him a shayla regarding the halach. And he turned to Rabbi Yochanan and he told him, Rebbe, igifanim kam. Let's say there are vines planted within this Tzuras HaPesach that I've just created. Ma'al izreikan, may one plant another min outside this Tzuras HaPesach? So you know what he responded? Amalai told him, be'eser mutar. If the width of this Tzuras HaPesach is 10, then it's okay. Then it serves as a separating factor. But if it's wider than 10, it's no longer effective. And you cannot plant in this manner. Says Rabbi Maya Skinner, what are we speaking about? What type of Tzuras HaPesach was it? Ilim al Gabon, that the vine was situated on top of the side poles. That's a proper Tzuras HaPesach. Yoysim Eser Asr? How can you say that if it's larger than 10 amos, it's asur, doesn't create that separation by kalayim? But Tani went in a brisa that it works for kalayim. Ho yisham kanan hadu kuranin. There were these poles that were inserted into the ground. Va'asur lahen peya malamala, and he formed this peya, this braided vine branch. So he stretched the branch from one pole to the other, creating a Tzuras HaPesach. Avilu b'yosem me'esa muta. Even if it's wider than 10 amos, it's effective for kalayim. So why did he differentiate between 10 and more than 10? Elav min atzad. Apparently, the situation there was a Tzuras HaPesach which was built min atzad, not a properly configured Tzuras HaPesach. V'ka'amrlein, he told him, it depends how wide it is. Be'eser muter, if it's merely 10 amos wide, then it's okay, because it creates that separation for kalayim. Yoysim eser also, but if it's wider than 10, it's also shema mina. We can certainly conclude from this, that even when it comes to kalayim, which doesn't require a proper Tzuras HaPesach, even Mina Atzad is enough due to the fact that it creates that impression of separateness, but that only works if the width of that entry point is 10 or less. But if it's too wide, it doesn't even create an impression of a doorway and of a separation. So in conclusion, regarding a Tzuras HaPesach Mina Atzad, Rav Chisda says it's ineffective. Rav Yechon maintains that this halacha of Rav Chisda applies strictly to Shabbos, which certainly requires a properly constructed Tzuras HaPesach to create a proper din mechitza to properly contain the area beside it. However, when it comes to kalayim, over there you only need an appearance of separation to separate the two planting areas. Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, if this Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is 10 amos or less in width, it won't apply to Shabbos, but can be effective for kalayim to create that separateness between both planting areas. However, if it's wider than 10 amos, that won't even work for kalayim because it doesn't even give the appearance of a doorway. Whereas Rish Lakish holds that if the Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is 10 amos or less in width, that can apply even to Shabbos. But if it's wider than 10 amos, in which case there are two negative factors. Number one, it's improperly built because it's minat tzad. Number two, it's too wide of a opening that cannot be applied to Shabbos. However, when it comes to kalayim, even this can be effective because nevertheless, it still gives somewhat of an appearance of a separating factor, and therefore it creates that hefsek between both planting areas, and it's matter to plant one min on this side and another min on the other side. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, we just learned Amar of Chizda, Tzuras HaPesach, Sh'asa min Atzad, Le'yasa Le'klum. So if you constructed the Tzuras HaPesach sideways, with the upper pole, instead of resting on the side post, it was affixed to the side of it, Le'yasa Le'klum, you hadn't done anything, meaning it's ineffective. V'Amar of Chizda, Tzuras HaPesach, Sh'amru. The Tzuras HaPesach, which was taught as being a halachic Tzuras HaPesach, it needs to be strong enough to accommodate, to be able to support a door. So although an actual door is not needed, but it needs to be strong enough to theoretically accommodate a door. Tzricha shtei brio needs to be strong enough kedei lahamed badeles, to be able to affix a door to it. Afilu delos shel kashin, even a lightweight door made of straw. Omer shlokesh mishmer of yane, Tzuras HaPesach tzricha heker tzir. It needs to have a heker of a tzir. A tzir is a hinge of a door. So it needs to appear like it can accommodate the door and the hinge of the door. What does this mean? My heker tzir, amar avya avaksa, means that it has to feature that hole in the ground by that doorway where they would insert the rod, this hinge, which was protruding from the door, which would spin in this hole. So Tzuras HaPesach needs to have this hole in the ground in order to give the appearance of a proper doorway, that it could accommodate a door. Continues the Gemara, Ashkechinu Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya. Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya found, he encountered L'talmidei de Rav Ashi, the Talmidei Rav Ashi, Amar Luhu, so he asked him, Amar Mar B'Tzuras HaPesach, Amar Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach, did your Rebbe Rav Ashi say anything, teach you any halacha regarding Tzuras HaPesach? Amr Leis, they told him, Amr Leiklum, no, he hadn't told us anything. So he offered them the following halach. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Tzuras HaPesach, Sh'amr, what is the proper Tzuras HaPesach? Kana Mikan, a pole on one side of the doorway, V'kana Mikan, a kana on the other side, V'kana Al Gabeim, and a kana, a pole on top of them. So that's the proper configuration of a Tzuras HaPesach. Continues the Gemara. But we have a question. Does the top pole need to actually touch the bottom poles, the side poles? Tzrich liga, do they need to touch each other? Or ain't tzrich liga, or perhaps there's no need for them to touch each other. Rav Nachman Amar, ain't tzrich liga, they don't need to touch each other. So even if the top pole is suspended above the side post, not actually touching them, that's okay. So although they look like they're acting independently, nevertheless, they join together to form a doorway, and they're considered Tzuras HaPesach. Rav Sheshes Amar, tzrich liga, they need to touch each other. They need to appear like they're supporting each other, joining together as one entity to create that din of Tzuras HaPesach, that doorway, which is considered a mechitza. Continues the Gemara. Azar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman proceeded. So he was the one who held that you don't need to actually touch. Va'avad Uvda, he actually followed through with Halacha L'maisa. Be'irish Galusa, he instructed the people of the Reish Galusa, of the head of the Golas, Kishmaite, in accordance with his Shita. So he instructed them to enclose an area. He allowed them to do it, even though the top pole was not actually touching and resting on the bottom poles. Amalei Rav Sheshes HaShamit. So Rav Sheshes was the one who disagreed, who held that the top pole needs to actually touch and rest on the bottom poles. So he disapproved of this Tzuras HaPesach, so he instructed his servant, Amalei Rav Sheshes LeShamei, whose name was Rav Gada, Zil, go ahead, Shloif Shadinu, pull out the poles and throw them away. Azal, so he went, Shalav Shadinu, he pulled them out and threw them away. Ashkechud Ve'Rish Galusa, so the fellows of Ve'Rish Galusa found him, they caught him, Chavshu, they locked him up. Azal Rav Sheshes, so Rav Sheshes went, come above her. He stood by the doorway and he announced, Amalei Gada, that was his name, Gada, Puk, ta, go out and come. So now the people realize that it was actually Rav Sheshes who sent him, who was accountable for it. So they decide to release him. Nafak, He went out, and he came. Continues the Gemara. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes, L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Sheshes encountered Rav Bar Shmuel, Amalei, and he asked him, Tani Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach, did you learn any halacha regarding Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei in, so he said yes. Tani, we learned in a brace. Kippa, if there is a doy which is shaped like a dome, so it's wide on bottom, and it narrows as it gets to the top. Rameya Machayiv Mezuzah, Rabbi says it needs to have a mezuzah. It's considered to be a Pesach, a doy. V'chacham and poitrim, they don't require a mezuzah. The Braisa continues. V'shaven, they all agree. Shem yesh b'raglea asara, that if on the bottom portion, raglea means its legs, meaning where it meets the ground, and over there, it's four tfachim wide, so the minimum size of a doy, of a sheer Pesach, is four tfachim wide, and 10 tfachim in height. Now this doorway here, this kippah, was 4 tfachim wide on bottom, but then it narrowed. And as it ascended, it narrowed, and you only had an area of less than 4 tfachim. So the Braisa says that if on the bottom, Shem Yesh Beragli Asar, the bottom portion of the door near the ground, which is 4 tfachim wide, there is actually a gap of 10 tfachim in height, so you have an empty space of 10 height by 4 width. All agree, this is a proper doy. All agree, Sheikhayemis, because it's a proper Sheer Pesach. So what then is the Machlekes? Amar Abaye, he explained as follows. Hakol Moedim, all agree, in the following two cases, that there will be no Din Pesach, there will be no Chiv Mitzvah. Hakol Moedim, all agree, Im Gevoya Asara, if the entire doorway is 10 tefachim high. So the wide portion and the narrow portion are a total of 10 tefachim in height. However, v'ein b'raglei shlesha, the bottom portion, which is 4 tefachim wide, is not stretched for 3 tefachim in height from the ground. So it's less than 3 tefachim in height. That's worthless. That's considered to be loved. It's as though it's the ground. And therefore, all agree, there's no sheer Pesach. There's no entranceway. So this is agreed upon by all. There's no chiv mezuzah. Inami, or in the following case, where yesh b'raglei shlesha, that the bottom portion of that doorway, which is 4 tefachim wide, contains a height of 3 tefachim, at least 3 tefachim. However, v'ein gvoya asara, the entire doorway is less than 10 tefachim high. So in both these cases, v'loy klum, all agree, it's not considered a Pesach, there's no chiv mezuzah, because there's no shear. Ki pli, when are they having a machlekes? In the following case, v'yesh b'raglei shlesha, the bottom portion of that doorway, which is 4 tefachim wide, extends upward for at least three tefachim. Ugvoy asara, and the entire doorway is 10 tefachim in height. What's the problem? The top of the doorway narrows. Veinu chavar ba. On top, you don't have a space 4 tefachim wide. However, v'yesh balacha glashlim la'ba, you have some warm material there, which can theoretically be removed to make space for a properly configured doorway. This is the point of the machlekes. Remeir Sava, Chokik in Lashlem. We visualize as though that warm material was removed in order to complete the doorway. So since you have an initiation of a doorway on bottom, because on bottom you have an area which is 4 tefachim wide, you have a substantial initiation of a doorway, we ignore the warm material which is protruding on top of the doorway into the doorway. We view it as though it's been removed because theoretically it can accommodate a doorway which has already been initiated on bottom. So that's chaykik in lahashlam. We remove the wall material, we scrape it out to complete the proper shear of a doorway. For a bottom sabri, ain chaykik in lahashlam. We don't do that. Bottom line, there's wall material there which is blocking the entranceway. In any case, what do we see from here? Rameir says this is considered to be a proper Pesach despite the fact that the top post of this Pesach, where is it? It's embedded in the wall. It's not actually resting on the side post. It's not touching them. It's being separated by wall material. Apparently, the top post of a Tzuras HaPesach does need to actually touch the side post. So this was Rabba Bar Shmuel speaking, telling the Tzur of Sheshes. If Sheshes holds, there needs to be a Negia. The top post needs to touch the side post. So he responded to him. Amalei Tzur of Sheshes responded, you know what? If you happen to find some members of the Reish Kalusa's home, we had the incident earlier where Rav Sheshes sent his servant to uproot their Tzuras HaPesach because the top post was not resting on the side posts, which is in contrast with the Braisa here, which seems to tell us there's no need for that to happen. So if Sheshis asked him a favor, if you happen to meet those members, don't tell them anything from this Braisa of Kippur, which seems to indicate that I was wrong. I don't want them to come harass me. If I decide to change my mind, let me do it on my own, without any external pressures. Continues the Mishnah, Hechsher Mavi. So the Mavi, this alleyway which is leading into Sarabim. Mandarabonon, one may not carry within the alleyway, because if you allow carrying there, perhaps he'll continue carrying Shisram as well. He won't realize that it's a separate entity. So one must separate the two areas by placing something at the entranceway. Hechsher Mavi, how is one meant to adapt the Mavi for carrying? Beishami Oimim Lechi V'Koira. He needs to have both a Lechi, a side post, and a beam going across the entranceway to properly cordon off this Mavi. Ubitzel Oimim, one or the other. Oy Lechi, Oy Koira. Rab Lezo Oimim Lechi Yain. Two Lechis are required, one on either side of the entranceway. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Talmud Echad, a certain Talmud said, Lifnei Rabbi Kiva, in front of Rabbi Kiva as follows. Loi Nechlaku, Bisham Bisilom. Bisham Bisilom are not having any machlokes between themselves. If it's a small entranceway, Al Mavi, Shu Pachas Ma'arba Amis. If the entire entranceway is less than 4 Amis in width. In this case, all agree, Shu Nitar, Oy Belechi, Oy Bekura. It is permitted either with a Lechi or Bekura. Al manechlaku. When are they having a machlek? It's when it's a wide entranceway. Al rachav me'arba amis v'adeser. Anyway, from 4 amis up until 10. In this case, this is machlek. Shemeshami oimim lechem ikur. To place a lechem ikur to properly shut off that entranceway. Ubisel oimim oy lechem ikur. Either one is enough. Am Rabbi Kiva? Actually not. Al ze ve'alze nechlaku. In both cases, they have a machlek. Now the Gemara is assuming we're speaking about a mavi, a foolish, an open-ended mavi. Open on both sides of the Sarabim, and the Mishnah tells us a lechi and kaira are sufficient, which is in contrast to what we learned earlier in that Vav. We had a Braisa speaking about a Mavi and Foolish, where Hanani tells us a door is required. Tanakhama says a Surah Pesach is required, which is incompatible to our Mishnah. Come on, who is our Mishnah following? The Loike Hanania, who requires door, the Loike Tanakhama, who requires Surah Pesach. Amrav Yehuda, Hachikama. This is what the Mishnah is speaking about. Hechsher Mavi saw some ketzad. How does one adapt an enclosed Mavi? We're not speaking about a Mavi in Foolish. Beshami Oimim, Lechi V'Koira. Ubisil Oimim, one or the other. Oy Lechi V'Koira. Analyzes the Gemara. Beshami Oimim, Lechi V'Koira, to properly close off that entranceway. Lemeimer, apparently. The Kasari Beshami hold, Abba Mechisa Doraisa. In order for it to be considered a proper sechet, Minatoyer needs to be closed off on 4 sides. Therefore, he needs to properly close off that 4th side, that entranceway, with a lechi v'kira, which is considered a proper mechitza, to give a full enclosure. Is that the case? We need 4 mechitza on 4 sides to be considered sechet? No! Actually, 3 is enough. Loi, lizrik mishalei shun machayev. If there are merely 3 mechitzas, that's enough to be considered sechet. So if one is standing in shesarab and throws something into there, he's chayev. Midrabana, we need 4 letaltel to allow carrying within it. Meaning midrabana adika arba, you can only do that if you are enclosed on all 4 sides. Therefore, you need a lecha v'kura at the entranceway. Beisil oimim oy lechi yikura. One or the other is sufficient, because evidently they hold that the entryway to the mavi doesn't need to be fully blocked off with a mechitza, because the mavi is already a self-contained entity surrounded by 3 sides with mechitzas, which make it ushayachet. If so, says the Gemara, Lema, shall we say, Kosavi Beisil, Beisil holds Shalosh Mechitzes Doraisa, that only a place which is contained by 3 Mechitzes is considered Minat Torah, like a Rosh Hashayachat, but merely 2 Mechitzes are insufficient? Says the Gemara, Loi, no, not necessarily, perhaps even 2 can make a Rosh Hashayachat. Lizroik, Mishtaim with the Mechayev. If a place has 2 Mechitzes surrounding it, Minat Torah, that's a Rosh Hashayachat. So if one throws into that area from the Rosh Hashayachat, he is Chayev. It's only midrabanan that we require more. Litalto, to allow carrying within that area. Adik shalish, that's only allowed if it's fully enclosed. If it has 3 mechitzes surrounding it, so the 4 sides like the entryway. But otherwise, it needs to be fully enclosed by 3 mechitzes to allow carrying within that area. Midrabon. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began discussing Atzuras HaPesach, which according to the Tana of our Mishnah is considered like a mechitza. Therefore, it can be applied even to a entryway which is wider than 10 amos. According to Rava, cannot. It can be applied to a koira, which is above 20 amos from the Mavi? What about if the upper post of the Tzuris HaPesach, instead of being above the side posts, was affixed to the side? It's been atzad. According to Rav Chisda, it's ineffective. Rabbi Yechon explains that only is regarding Shabbos. When it comes to Kelayim, it depends. If the doorway is 10 amos or less, then it will work. Rish Lakish says, in that case, it works even for Shabbos. When it's wider than 10 amos, it works for Kelayim and not for Shabbos. Rav Sheisha says the top post needs to actually lean on the side posts. Rav Snachem says it doesn't. What is the adaptation of a Mavi? The Shami say Lechi Vikoyr. They still say one or the other. Rav Leza says a Lechi on either side of the entryway.